first, when I was in the middle school when I first went, so for 2 years I slept in a dormitory which was built behind the main house. But when I went into the senior school, the seniors slept in the front of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually I graduated to sleeping in the gold room. And there were probably six or eight of us in that room.
If you're looking out on the oval, which is the gold room? At the front of the house.
It would be the one nearest the drive.
Right.
Yes, upstairs.
Yes.
Yes. And, you know, you were living amidst this marvellous...
splendour.
Splendour, yes. That's right. It's a funny thing, we appreciated what a beautiful place it was, but we never ever spoke about it.
Really?
Hmm.
Wonder why that was.
I don't know. I mean, these days the children are actually taken around.
Mm.
That didn't happen to us. And in fact, we were strictly forbidden to use the front stairs. And in the whole of my life, and I'm now 62, I have only been up that staircase perhaps twice.
Really?
Really. Yeah,
so I had to come back to school and come down the staircase a few times. You must do it. Did you?
I feel guilty.
Entrenched guilt.
Yeah.
Did you use the, like, you know, the mermaid bathroom? Did you use that at all?
No, that was used as, it hadn't been used as a bathroom for some years before I was there, I would say. That was used as a kind of study for the nun who was presiding
right
when the seniors were going to bed. That's where she operated from.
Yes, that was her post.
Yes.
Now, could you tell us a little about the traditions of when, because we're on talking about the dormitories.
Yes.
What were some of the traditions or the routines that you had there with prayers and the rules of living in dorms? And
yes. Well, you didn't speak. That was the big rule.
In the dorm?
Yes.
At all?
Well, upstairs in the dormitories or in the front rooms, no, you weren't allowed to speak.
Right.
It's a strict rule. And actually, silence fell upon the whole place. At 9 o'clock at night, a bell rang, and whether you were upstairs in the dormitories or anywhere else, silence till next morning after Mass.
Really?
Yes. The morning started at 6:20 with a nun coming round to each one, flinging back her curtain and putting a holy water bowl near you, saying, I think she said, Benedicamus Domino, and you were supposed to reply, Deo Gratias. I couldn't stand being got up like this, and I always used to get up a bit early, which always meant you got to the shower first anyway. We were allowed to have two sleep-ins a week, which was only an extra half hour, really. But when Mother Madeline was on duty getting us up, she thought it was terrible that we weren't going to Mass, the ones who slept in. And she would take us down after Mass to prayers, which would happen anyway. But when you went with Mother Madeline, her prayers went on interminably. And they'd start off, Dear God. I mean, she was just so good and childlike in her
faith. Yeah.
Yes. Well, I couldn't bear that either, so I used to get up every day a bit before 6:20. After Mass or prayers, we'd come upstairs and make our beds and tidy everywhere. And Mother Nuala used to usually preside upstairs with the seniors, and we'd all have to stand on the landing of that forbidden staircase, and we'd wait while she went around and inspected. And she'd send these cryptic messages, like saying, "Tell Ellen, dear child, that it's Monday." And that was meant to convey to Ellen that Monday was the day for turning up the sides of your bedspread, because the floor was going to be swept. There was always something special each day. Mm-hmm. I mean, the thing about boarding school was you really didn't do much for yourself.
Mm.